Good morning. Welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's day 337 of our three-year journey through God's Word. We've come through the Judges chapter 4, where Deborah and Jael have gotten the victory. And now we have the song of Deborah and Barak. Let's ask the Lord's help. Father, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for gathering us together this morning to study your word. We pray, Father, that you will teach us, grow us, lead us in following after Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Song of Deborah and Barak is what the title of Judges 5 tells us, and it is a response of worship to a great victory that God gave his people over their enemies. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, in that day, that the leaders took the lead in Israel, that the people offered themselves willingly bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water, the mountains quaked before the Lord, even Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned, and travelers kept to the byways. The villagers ceased in Israel. They ceased to be until I arose. I, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. When new gods were chosen, then war was in the gates. Was shield or spear to be seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. Tell of it, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way, to the sound of the musicians at the watering places. There they repeat the righteous triumphs of the Lord, the righteous triumphs of his villagers in Israel. Then down to the gates marched the people of the Lord. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, break out in a song. Arise, Barak. Lead away your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then down marched the remnant of the noble. The people of the Lord marched down for me against the mighty. From Ephraim, their root, they marched down into the valley, following you, Benjamin, with your kinsmen. From Maker marched down the commanders, and from Zebulun, those who bear the lieutenant's staff. The princes of Issachar came with Deborah, and Issachar faithful to Barak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the clans of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Why do you sit still among the sheepfolds to hear the whistling for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he stay with the ships? Asher sat still at the coast of the sea, staying by his landings. Zebulun is a people who risked their lives to the death. Naphtali, too, on the heights of the field. The kings came. They fought. They fought the kings of Canaan at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They got no spoils of silver. From heaven the stars fought. From their courses they fought against Sisera. The torrent Kishon swept them away, the ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. March on, my soul, with might. Then loud beat the horse's hooves with the galloping, galloping of his steeds. Curse Miraz, says the angel of the Lord. Curse its inhabitants thoroughly, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, of tent-dwelling women, most blessed. He asked for water, she gave him milk. She brought him curds in a noble's bowl. she sent her hand to the tent peg, and her right hand to the workman's mallet. She struck Sisera, she struck his head, she shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet he sank, he fell, he lay still. Between her feet he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. Out of the window she peered. The mother of Sisera wailed through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the hoofbeats of his chariots?" Her wisest princesses answer. Indeed, she answers herself. Have they not found and divided the spoil, a womb or two for every man, spoil of dyed materials for Sisera, spoil of dyed materials embroidered, 2 pieces of dyed work embroidered for the neck as spoil? So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but your friends be like the sun as he rises in his might. And the land had rest for 40 years. That's Judges chapter 5. It's a song. It's a ballad, a retelling of the victory of God. And so the first and most important and obvious lesson we learn here is that when God does great things for us, we should respond with praise and worship. We should bless the Lord, as is repeated several times throughout this psalm. And we who know salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, we who have been delivered from the guilt of sin, from the condemnation of our trespasses, from eternal hell, we who have been brought into God's family and made to be adopted children of God, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, we who were once citizens of the kingdom of darkness in rebellion against God and who have been brought into the kingdom of the Son of God and to walk in the light of Christ, we have every reason to sing and bless the Lord. And so Christian people have always been known as a singing people, and we should always be known as a singing people. When I have gone to Uganda, I've heard on a couple of different occasions how some of the Muslim people in Uganda are most surprised and most bewildered by the joyful singing that is constantly coming from Christian churches. They don't understand how we could be so excited and what we could have to sing about every Lord's Day. But it's the goodness of God in delivering us from death. And so we bless the Lord. And so while Barak had a role to play, and Deborah had a role to play, and Jael had a role to play, and Jael's role will be celebrated in this psalm later, the first note, the most dominant note, is a note of praise to the Lord. Bless the Lord. To the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. So that's the first lesson we need to learn here. The second lesson that strikes me is when it is time to do the Lord's work, when the Lord calls us to serve him, don't sit on the sidelines. When the day is at hand and it is time to do the work, don't sit by wondering. Reuben is singled out here, and twice it's said, among the clans of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. It's said in verse 15 and again in verse 16. And in between, we see what the clan of Reuben was doing with their great searchings of heart. They were sitting among the sheepfolds. They were waiting to hear the whistling for the flocks. They were considering. They were thinking about it. There's so many people who do that in the Christian life. There's good Christian service that needs to be engaged in. There's good work that needs to be done. The gospel needs to be shared. A Sunday school class needs to be taught. A Bible study needs to be hosted or led. A mission trip needs to be gone on. A missionary needs to be supported. Prayer needs to be made on behalf of the needs of the saints. And so many Christians sit back and say, well, I'll think about that. Let me consider that. I wonder, rather than doing what God calls us to do, and that's Reuben. But Reuben's not alone in being passive. At least they were thinking about it and searching their heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan. These are the Transjordanian tribes. They didn't come to help their brothers. Dan stayed by the ships in the Mediterranean coast, just staying there among the ships. Asher sat still at the coast of the sea. But Zebulun and Naphtali, they risked their lives to the death. They came to the heights of the field. Seeing Zebulun and Naphtali together in verse 18, by the way, it just reminds me of a very famous passage that we hear sometimes this time of year, and that is Isaiah chapter 9. And so in Isaiah chapter 9, in the opening verse, we hear about the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, which had been brought into contempt in former days, but now, in the latter time, has been made glorious, and the way of the sea and the land of the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. What's this area? Well, this is really the area around Nazareth, the northern hill country, where Jesus lived and where he ministered and where he served. That's the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. So they're singled out in a couple of places in the Old Testament. Isaiah 9, this is a prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. The people walked in darkness, have seen a great light. But hundreds of years before Isaiah 9, here in Judges 5, they're singled out as those who came to the battle. They're the ones who stepped forward. And some 1,500 years, 1,400 years, 1,300 years after this, the Lord Jesus blessed them by his very presence among them. So the second lesson is, don't sit on the sidelines while God is at work. Get in, join the fight, do the work that God has called you to do. Don't hesitate, get involved. And then the third thing is, it is appropriate for us to recognize and honor those who have been used of God in particular ways. Sometimes we think, well, all glory goes to God, and so we forget to thank people who work hard or to recognize people who have served in particular ways. But J.L. is singled out here with an extended stanza of this song. And it's praise for her part. She's said to be the most blessed of women, right? Of tent-dwelling women, most blessed, because of her courageous action. So let's praise the Lord for the goodness that he's done. Let's get in on the work that God is doing and not sit on the sidelines. And let's make sure that we try to be conscientious. And I need to be better at this. I'm just going to admit that as a pastor. I need to be better at acknowledging and thanking those who do serve so faithfully. Ultimately, of course, the one who serves most faithfully and who brings us final deliverance is not Jael with her tent peg, or even Zebulun and Naphtali who come to the battle, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ who conquers sin and death. And so all of our songs of praise should ultimately end in praise to him forevermore. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Judges 5. Thank you for the call to praise you and worship you. Thank you that we have such good reason to praise you and to bless your name. Thank you for Jesus, our Messiah, our Savior, the one who's rescued us from sin and death. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's Judges 5. Tomorrow we'll be in Judges chapter 6. Hope you can join me for that. And as always, of course, I hope you have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.